Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Conservation Board Director Mike Wallace.
So it looks like the Raccoon River Valley Trail that runs throughout Dallas County and a couple other counties here in the area has been nominated for the Hall of Fame of the Rails to Trails Conservancy. Now, just starting out, can you just talk to us a little bit about what the Rails to Trails Conservancy is?
Well, the Rails to Trails Conservancy has been around for a long time, and their main goal, I think, is to convert old railroad right-of-ways to trails, hence the name. The other thing that they're big on is legislative and lobbying efforts to promote trails, bicycling, that type of thing. And so they're a nationwide entity doing all kinds of good, positive things for trails throughout the states.
Now, kind of in terms of, you know, what they are and the Raccoon River Valley Trail being nominated for their Hall of Fame, can you just talk a little bit about what that selection is and how this process is going to work?
Well, I'm not quite sure how we ended up being nominated, but the process will be starting July 30th for several days. The general public will have an opportunity to get online and vote for one of three trails nominated for this year's Hall of Fame status. The Raccoon River Valley Trail is the only one in the state of Iowa that is up for nomination this year. And so the process would be once the voting opens, people would go to the site and hopefully vote for Raccoon River Valley Trail to be a member of the Hall of Fame. And it's my understanding you can vote many times. So that would be good for us as well. So, yeah, I think it's August 6th, I believe. So July 30th through August 6th. I think is the time period where the voting can be done.
Now, you just kind of mentioned it right there that the Raccoon River Valley Trail is the only trail here in the state of Iowa. And actually, there's only three trails throughout the entire country that have been nominated to enter this Hall of Fame. And it looks like the other two, one is in New Hampshire and one of them is in Delaware. Now, in terms of the Raccoon River Valley Trail being nominated against these other two trails here in the country, you know, how does it feel? You might not have known how the nomination started, but, you know, how does it feel to have this trail be up for this nomination?
Well, that's telling us there's a lot of people outside of Iowa that know about our trail. And we kind of know that anyway just by our visitation reports and records and trail use contacts. And at least on the Raccoon River Valley Trail, we have trail permits. So we have a database on who's buying the trail permit. So we know there's lots of people from out of the state that come to look at this. And so that part we're not surprised about. And over the years, on different projects, the state of Iowa, Dallas County, you know, Raccoon River Valley Trail, High Trestle Trail, we've had contacts with and worked with the Rails to Trails Conservancy in the past. So we kind of know each other.
Now, kind of in terms of what you just mentioned, you know that people are coming from out of the state to visit the Raccoon River Valley Trail or just kind of see what it's all about. Now, what are some of the key aspects of how the Raccoon River Valley Trail is attracting these people, not just from within the state of Iowa, but also throughout the whole country?
Well, I think number one, we take very good care of our trail. We're very proud of what we do. It's a hard surface trail, and not all of your national trails are that way. The bigger thing that I think we have going for us on the Raccoon River Valley Trail is out of the 89 total miles, we've got about 71, 72 miles of that. That's a loop trail, and people are really attracted to that because it's not a linear. You go out and come back on what you just pedaled. A loop trail for many people is great training distances, the 71, 72 mile distance for those that participate in Ragbri. Ragbri, typically a day's ride on Ragbri is 70 to 80 miles. So it's great training for Ragbri users. And we found also it's been good for major fundraisers. Bay Coon Ride is one that has really hopped on the bandwagon to utilize the Raccoon River Valley Trail because of the loop. You know, the scenery, obviously, it's called Raccoon River Valley Trail because it's, you know, goes close to or adjacent to a couple of the rivers in Guthrie Green in Dallas County. And with that is a lot of habitat. Some of the older parts of our trail have really nice shaded canopy that you ride through, and people like that, obviously, to be in a shaded area. It's paved. That's a big factor in itself. And just the fact that the local communities have really stepped up over the last 5 to 10 years on providing some really unique and interesting amenities for their community, whether it's a lighted bridge or upgrading and enhancing their trailhead. All of those things are pluses for the Raccoon River Valley Trail system.
Now, kind of in terms of this Hall of Fame selection, with the Rails to Trails Conservancy being a nationwide organization, you know, what would this do for the Raccoon River Valley Trail if they were selected as being entered into that Hall of Fame? And, you know, what kind of recognition would that bring to the trail?
Well, I think the fact that we're one of three that's nominated now has already done tremendous things. As we approach the date that you can start voting, we'll be putting out more press releases and posts, and that's putting out good positive stuff for our trail system. And the more people see that, the more it's going to help bring in people to utilize our trail. If we would happen to win, you know, hey, that's fantastic too, because then from a nationwide standpoint, you know, the Rails to Trail Conservancy will be announcing that, you know, the winner is. And if you come in number one, you get a little more PR than coming in second or third. So we certainly want to encourage everybody to vote for the Raccoon River Valley Trail. The good thing about it is that we're not in competition this year with any other trail in the state of Iowa. So if your favorite trail happens to be another trail, that's fine. Go ahead and vote for the Raccoon River Valley Trail this year. And maybe in future years, some of our other trail systems throughout the state would rise to the occasion as well and be nominated as a potential Hall of Fame trail.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention as it relates to people being able to vote for the Raccoon River Valley Trail in the Rails to Trails Conservancy Hall of Fame?
Yeah, just like I said, keep an eye open for our press releases, our Facebook posts, other media outlets that will be talking about it and spreading the word, and go ahead and vote and then tell your friends about it. And this will be a good thing not only for Central Iowa people, but it's a great honor to be nominated, and it's going to be a great thing for the state of Iowa in general, because the state of Iowa really does have an outstanding recreational trail system throughout the entire state of Iowa. And of course, in Central Iowa, we're really fortunate to have two of the major trail systems around. So, yep, look for the posts and vote again and tell your friends about it.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Conservation Board Director Mike Wallace. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.